USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pledging to share 20 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccines produced by Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson with other countries. That comes amid pressure from other nations to do more to help the global pandemic response. Rising prices are putting increasing pressure on President Biden and the Fed Reserve to prevent inflation from derailing the recovery from the coronavirus recession. As inflation fears continue across the country, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if the administration is going to tamp down some of their spending that they're proposing.
It has not changed our view and the view of economists, I would say, around the country that there's more that needs to be done to put 8.5 million Americans back to work, to ensure that we are getting working families, working mothers, the assistance they need.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Violence is continuing in the Middle East.
Israel and Hamas continued aerial bombardments into Monday morning as fighting entered a second week with no peace in sight. The worst violence in the region since 2014 has resulted in the deaths of 197 people in Gaza and 10 in Israel. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Target is the latest retailer to drop mask requirements for fully vaccinated customers. The retail giant saying fully vaccinated guests and employees no longer have to wear masks inside the store. However, they will need to if a local ordinance is in place. Wearing a mask is also strongly recommended for those who haven't gotten their shots. The Federal Trade Commission says $80 million has been lost to cryptocurrency scams since last October. The FTC noted it only includes scams reported to the agency, meaning that number could be even higher. The average consumer lost roughly $1,900 in the 7,000 reports filed. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
New mask guidance from the CDC has some businesses scrambling.
The CDC released new guidance last week regarding mask wearing for those who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, saying that they no longer needed to wear masks indoors in most settings. But as businesses now adapt to the new mandates, there's still some confusion over what people should do. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says they're not asking businesses to police who is and isn't vaccinated in their establishments. She tells NBC's Meet the Press that it's more important for them to make it easy for their employees to get vaccinated.
We are asking people to be honest with themselves. If they are vaccinated and they are not wearing a mask, they are safe. If they are not vaccinated and they are not wearing a mask, they are not safe. And what we're asking businesses to do, probably the most important thing that businesses could do right now, is to work to ensure that it's easy for their own employees to get vaccinated and to give them the time that they need so that they can make those appointments and get themselves vaccinated. So those people in those businesses are safe.
A number of national retailers have announced that they're dropping their mask mandates inside their stores. Walmart, Trader Joe's, and Starbucks are just a few of the companies dropping their mask requirements. But some businesses have said that they'll be keeping their policies in place for now. Home Depot and Kroger's say they'll continue to require customers to wear masks in their stores, while CVS and Walgreens say they're reviewing their policies. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news always online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.